Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming to you live this morning from Dallas, Texas. I am on the campus of the Institute where I lived for 2 years, or usually I tell people I served 2 years' time in Texas, not at a penitentiary by somebody else's choice, but at an institution that gave me an experience that literally changed my life. And now, present day, I am on the board of directors, which is a very humbling experience, to say the least. And I had the opportunity yesterday to speak to all of the employees and the rest of my fellow board members and advisory council, the ones that could be present. So that's where I is today, and I get to fly home this afternoon. And I'll tell you what we're discussing this morning, and I've asked a few good men, as I like to call them, to join me. And I know one is on for sure. I'm hoping the others will join as well. I've asked them to share exactly what has helped mold me over the last, I'll say, 3 years, and that is the ICANN Attitude program, course. You can call it a lot of different things. However, I firmly believe, and again, I've been around, I'm not new to the network marketing industry or the direct sales industry. I was introduced to it when I was 10 years old, when my parents joined a company called Jackley. So I grew up with it. I like to tell people I was brainwashed at an early age into this way of thinking, into the ICANN attitude way of thinking, the Philippians 2:5. If you a person that read the Bible, and it literally says, "Let this attitude be in you," and as the treasurer of the board of directors at this institution where I'm at right now spoke yesterday, and he said that there's no such thing as a loser, but there is such a thing as a loser attitude, and that attitude can be shifted. Nobody was born a loser. In order to make that person or that ideal into a winning idea, we have to change the attitude. We have to get to the core and reshape it. And that's what this course is all about. A couple weeks ago, you heard from several ladies that shared. And as we embark into the last quarter of 2019, and as several of you, as we had the opportunity to hear from the global president of NECN, Mr. Luis Casuga, a couple days ago, and if you've missed that, I encourage you to catch the recording. It should be posted. I haven't checked yet, but it should be posted on the NECN website underneath Information Center, and then go down to Conference Calls, and it should be there. But powerful, powerful ideals and ideas, but more importantly, the attitudes that we need to change in our own mindset. Our culture, unfortunately, our culture is going the wrong direction. And I don't want to get into the negative, because part of our philosophy with ICANN is we don't do negative. We just simply don't. And I've got several other thoughts, but I'm gonna lead off with this one. And I had an experience today that probably most of us, if we use a credit card, we've had this experience before where we get contacted from our bank or our credit card issuing agency, and they'd say we detect fraud, and sure enough, two repeated charges at a Del Taco in Salida, I think is how it's pronounced, near Modesto, California, were charged $13.02 on our credit card back-to-back, and they suspected that was an error, so it has to be fraud. And the long story short is exactly 30 days ago, I was at that Del Taco franchise, and I don't eat fast food, usually never. However, we got to the hotel late and we hadn't eaten dinner yet, so Emily and I ran over there. This is on our journey to Southern California. The long and short of it was this. Much like I've learned from one of the leaders of this program, William Todd, is that the phrase, it wasn't meant to be. It's not meant to be. Don't get all worked up. Don't get our feathers in a ruffle, like rubbing the cat hair backwards, you know, from the tail to the head. You don't have to get all worked up about all this stuff. I simply called American Express, said, you know, this charge, this double charge that happened yesterday, you're saying, was not ours. I was not anywhere in California. I'm in Texas right now. And so we went through the protocol. And then I did some more research and discovered we were there a month ago. Why on earth does it take a franchise, a business, a month to put a transaction? Don't know, don't care. But they're going to reverse the charge. So what the end result is, not only are we not going to get double charged, but we got a free $13.02 meal. It wasn't all that great of a meal, mind you. I mean, it's a fast food restaurant. But we end up getting it free. Is it worth my time to call back American Express and say, yes, that was in fact us? No. Del Taco is not going to lose any sleep over it. This is not my fault. My point is simply this. Hey, when we change our mindset, when we change our attitude, something simple like this. Yes, it's kind of a pain to get a new credit card issue, but what they told me last night on the phone was simply this. You don't have to worry about if you have any automatic payment set up with this card because it'll automatically be transferred over to the new card. Holy smokes! That's wonderful! Absolutely wonderful. And last point I make, the person that I got to speak with was in fact in India. But they spoke great English, so it was wonderful. It was just a wonderful experience. I will honestly tell you that 3 years ago, before I discovered this program, I would have had an I cannot attitude. I would have had a let's just do negative. But this program has changed my mindset. And I'm only one of literally dozens of people that have had the opportunity to go through. And it's not only impacted our Nikin business, I just registered another customer who is looking at a waterfall, the Kinko ground, a pair of insoles, and some of the basic nutritionals. And how did I go about doing that? I applied the principles that I learned from this course. And there's too many to even go into. But I know Ron is on the line from Michigan, I believe, and I'm hoping that the other Ron, we have Ron Squared, that joined us this last session, and I'm hoping Andy from Portland. So, gentlemen, what say you?
Well, this is Ryan, and I am from, I did not grow up in network marketing. As a matter of fact, I am from the great state of Michigan, which is the home of Amway, and there was always a lot of negativity around network marketing because of Amway, I believe, in Michigan. And like Vance says, ICANN, a way to interact with yourself, not only others, but a way to interact with yourself all the time. And that, you know, not doing negative thing was a big deal, or is a big deal to me. I have a really hard time with that, especially with my current situation in my day job. I find that being able to associate with not only other people that are trying to do network marketing, but Nikken people in particular. And on a weekly basis is very important. And you know, I've been around Niken for over 20 years. And in the beginning in Michigan, there was a big Niken infrastructure here. And I was able to associate with Niken people on a weekly basis at wellness reviews in different cities, actually, because I, depending upon the point in time.
Ron, looking back over, we finished the course 2 weeks ago, and I have thoroughly enjoyed learning from you because of what you just shared, being in Michigan, the, you know, the birthplace of Amway, and that company goes all the way back to the 50s, so it's been around for a long, long time, and I'm not going to get into all the numbers and all that, but it's still today has a, unfortunately, it still brings about a negative connotation to the industry. And have you ever encountered, or let me rephrase that question, have you been able to, during, because this is your second time going through the course, when introducing people to Niken, or even just doing life? And I think that's one of the greatest takeaways I discovered about this course. It's not about registering customers. That's a byproduct of it. It's about doing life. But have you been able to encounter people and be able to utilize the principles of the ICANN attitude and literally turn conversations or turn and change attitudes?
Honestly, no. Only because I haven't, you know, I am a work in progress, and I haven't had sufficient conversations, probably. I do have conversations periodically, and I think that I don't know that nowadays that there's, at least in maybe my age group, there's still a lot of stigma about network marketing. But in younger people, I don't know that that stigma exists as much.
Sure. And I asked that question, and I knew the answer to it. So, and I apologize for putting you on the spot, because it would have been fantastic if you would have said, you would have responded to that by saying, oh yeah, Vance, let me tell you about the conversation I had last night with a negative neighbor, and I was able to flip them, and they are so excited, and they registered as a consultant, they bought a full wellness home, and blah, 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 blah. But that obviously didn't happen. But we are all, as you said, to use your words, Ron, we are all a work in progress.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, I had a recent, I sold a customer a couple products, and then I had to, following up with him, I found out that he thought he had a negative reaction to the joint, and I suppose I did use ICANN. I maintained my cool, and I tried to see if he would be willing to, once his symptoms calmed down, if he would be willing to give it another try. And no, he wouldn't. So I says, okay, well, then I will work on getting you a refund. So
there we go. There we go.
So yeah, because in the past, I probably would have got animated. Maybe not with him, but with myself anyway. I would have got all jumbly in myself. And that didn't happen. Yeah. You know, I just knew that the customer comes first, you know, which is also part of ICANN.
Exactly. You know, and because what you're discussing, Ron, and what you're sharing is that our often, and this is very much addressed in the program, is that often our greatest enemy is ourselves. And I got to spend 90 minutes yesterday with a gentleman, and I'm looking at his picture because he's on a cover of a magazine that he was interviewed, and he came in really close. I don't remember what it was I said. I later went back and asked him and said, why did you focus in on that? I mentioned the words healthy society and told him some things about myself, and he got really, really close, and he literally grabbed me by the shoulders. And this gentleman is a fourth generation investment banker. Okay? He multi-millionaire several times over. And he grabbed me and he said, who do you talk to the most? And I knew it was a trick question, Ron. I knew I was going to get it wrong, because in my mind I thought, oh, he's asking me a trick question. What is it? And yet I wanted to say the right answer, but I was hesitant. And I said, well, my wife, Stacy. He said, wrong answer. I said, well, who do I talk to the most? God? Wrong answer. And then I realized I should have went with my first gut feeling, which was, I talked to myself, and he said, that's who you talk to the most. And he said, unfortunately, Van, you're hard on yourself. You beat yourself up. You unfortunately allow the negative. And this is what he said next, and it was so powerful. And this is exactly one of the things we learn, that we don't do negative. We don't have to jump on every train that comes through our station of our mind. And he said, can you prevent a bird from landing on your head? And I said, nope. He said, can you prevent a bird from building a nest in your hair? I said, oh, absolutely. And he actually showed me the physical thing that he does when a negative thought crosses into his mind. He literally taps himself on the side of the head, almost slaps his side of his head, and said, no, that's not positive. Get out of there. No. He talks to himself that way. And I thought, oh, thank you, God, that you've allowed me to spend time with this man and learn some wisdom. And I know, Ron, for you and I, we are a journey in progress. We don't get it overnight. I mean, I'm about to embark on this program yet again for the 12th time. And many people, when I say that, look at me, or I can hear it in their voice. Boy, you are a slow learner, aren't you? Yep, that's me. So, Ron, let me ask you this, and I'm hoping Andy and Ron Squared, our other Ron, I'm hoping they're on the line, and if not, no big deal. I know David wanted to be with us, but he's at an event right now live. What would you say to men that might be listening to the call, or women, either way? But we, like I said, we heard from the ladies a couple weeks ago. What would you say to them about taking a look or jumping onto this course and doing it? And maybe not now, maybe 3 months from now.
Well, I'd say it's definitely, I'm doing it for a third time, and I would say it's definitely something to jump in with. It's not, it takes a little bit of time during the day, and but it's been worth it for me. Repetition, that's key to changing your present circumstances, if that's what you want to do, that's what you do a lot of repetition in this course, so, and it's funny because Renee and I attended any number of Bob Proctor events 20 years ago, and I could never understand why he would talk about reading the same passage in Wallace B. Waddle's book or whatever book, you know, over and over and over again. I just didn't get that until doing it with ICANN here. So, and you know, one thing that I shared on our last ICANN call this last time, which I have had a hard time doing even with Renee, I shared it with ICANN, which was loving myself enough to know that wherever I am in relation to balancing my life is okay. And, you know, still knowing that I can, if I lose my focus, I do have the personal power to reset that focus, reset my sail, get back on course. And you know, I know that this ICANN program is helping me with that and is going to help Renee and I with our, you know, not only how we interact on a daily basis with ourselves and with other people, but how we interact with the business of NECAMP.
And, you know, the beautiful thing of that, Ron, as you just shared, it was Renee and I. This is not about Ron. It's not about Vance. It's not about any individual member. You guys as a team, and that's one of the beautiful things about this. We're all part of a team, and what I really appreciate about, you know, when we get together on Tuesday nights for 25, maybe 30 minutes, we've managed to pull it off in 25 minutes usually, we are part of a team. This is not about Vance. This is not about his ego at all. That has nothing to do with it. I'm learning how to defer to other folks, and it's been an amazing, absolutely amazing journey. I only wish I could have discovered something like this when I started in NECAMP 27 years ago. Because as Stacy and I celebrated our 24th anniversary last weekend, and this week celebrating 27 years of being introduced to NECAMP, I only wish I could have gotten some of these tools in my toolbox, in my mind, as you're saying, because we have to overcome all this stuff that we allowed then. We allowed these bird's nests to be built rather than, you know, shaking our head and just you know, going, wait a second, let's regroup. We don't have to allow this. And again, as I said before, our culture, unfortunately, doesn't understand that we can, as a culture, change the direction by tuning this stuff out. But it takes, as you said, a little bit of time each day to do the homework and go for it. So, Ron, thank you. Thank you again for sharing. And for being willing, and I'm appreciative, as I've shared before, that because of your willingness to step out, Renee jumped on last session and she joined us, and what a treat to have both of you part of the program. So I'm gonna flip hats now and put in my salesman hat, and I want to encourage those of you who are hearing about this, and this is not new. You've heard about that, you know, the ICANN attitude on Saturday AM Live many, many, many times. I want to encourage you to, even if you don't, if you think, oh, there's no way I could give 20 to 25 minutes a day doing homework. Yeah, you can. You'd be pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised when you decide, okay, wait a second. If it's about me, if it's about the five pillars of health and me wanting to make a change, me wanting to finish out 2019 strong, I think I could give 20 to 25 minutes a day to do some homework. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything other than your investment of time. And to be able to say, yep, I want to make some changes in maybe one, maybe two, or maybe all five pillars. And learn how to, as Ron said, to get things more in balance. Because at any given time, we can't regroup. I can slow down the the noise and be part of something. And it's really not about us. It's about being part of a team that's all going in the same direction. And we encourage. And one of the things, and I know I've mentioned this, and I know I think she's going to jump in here at any second because we spoke just a few minutes ago on the phone, is she came up with the idea, and I'm grateful for Karen for doing this, is we developed what we call business buddies. And a business buddy is like a swim buddy or a teammate. And in the fire industry, on a structure fire, it's described as two in, two out. And two are jumping in together. And we've implemented this with the ICANN program so that everybody has a business buddy. And that business buddy helps hold us accountable to not only doing the homework, but just to check in. And some of us are doing it via text. Some of us are doing it via phone call, email. Some of us talk once a day. Some of us are not that dedicated, and we text once a day. Or we touch in once a week with a scheduled phone call. And just to make sure we're on the right track. Any institution, any team that's successful, whether it be Alcoholics Anonymous, they call it a sponsor, somebody who is there 24/7. And not to make it more dramatic, but we have that in the fire industry as a firefighter. We don't have very many structure fires in our little town, but we have that. We always go in pairs of two. We always, whether it's a patient's house, whether it's on a trail call, we never go in solo. Ever, ever, ever. And that's one of the things that we're able to implement this time, and it's made all the difference in the world. So, Karen, you're going to interrupt, not really interrupt, but you're going to add to the value of Ron and I's conversation here. Well, at least I hope she's going to add. Maybe she's not able to. Or maybe the
okay,
star six.
How's that?
There we go.
Does that work? Okay, good
there
morning,
we go.
Everyone. Dan, thank you for the opportunity for me to promote humans being more. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart. The personal development has helped me physically as well as my personal development and emotionally shedding things from the past that were stopping me. And we are having Humans Being More in Wisconsin, in La Crosse. It's a beautiful little city where I live. And it is on Saturday, November 2nd, and we really need people to bump up registration. I know it seems a little far off. Particularly for the people in the Midwest, we still have wonderful weather, and we still think it's summer here. However, a little background information. Jeff Isom, our facilitator, is wonderful to work with. We need to make it a little bit easier for him. He needs to make plane reservations, and everybody knows that when you make a plane reservation, you really want to get the best price, the best flight, and if Jeff waits too long, that's going to be a challenge. We need at least a total of 20 people within the next, I'm going to say 10 days, okay? So if you're thinking of coming to La Crosse for Humans Being More, I'm hoping to make it as easy as possible for people in the upper Midwest. It's at a location, it's a delightful location right off a highway. If you let me know that you are coming, that you have registered, I have contact with the hotel. I am willing to get a block of rooms, but I need a certain number of them to get a good price. So I need people to start contacting me. The hotel contacted me this week to ask, you know, where things were. So I need a certain number of people to get the best price for you. I'm doing this for everybody in New Kent. Whether you have a consultant in your downline, whether you have a customer who might be interested, or even a friend or family relative, please consider this. To me, this is a no-brainer. It's $99 per person. If you're a consultant, you actually get $110 reward dollars after you attend, which is awesome. If you are a customer or a guest, you still get $110 reward dollars. If you're a consultant, it also goes on your personal volume for the month whenever you register. So basically, you're going to Human Being More for free. And I have advanced every time I have attended Human Being More. And I just love it. So if there's anybody who wants to contact me and ask questions or express any concerns, I'm here for you. I would love to help you with it.
And Karen, I'm going to, no, thank you. I'm not going to oversell what you just shared because you hit on every single thing that I wanted to jump in and add to it. But Karen's phone number, and I'm going to encourage people to just write this down. Just write it down. I don't have to write it down because it's already in my phone, and Karen is saved in my contact files under Business Buddy, okay? In my favorites. She's moved up because what Karen and I were able to experience in the last 12 weeks was life-altering. It really, really was in the most healthy way possible. Clear across the country, or not quite clear across the country, but far enough away. But Karen's phone number is area code 608-738-5221. Again, 608-738-5221. And I'm encouraging you to write that down and utilize it because of this. Because as Karen was just sharing, I thought of two people that I know are in driving distance of La Crosse, and I'm going to call them today. I'm looking at my time frame of when I'm going to get on a flight, but once I get to the airport, I'm going to call them. I haven't spoken to these people in a while, but one is Anikin Silver, one is Anikin Gold, and they're still active. They're still ordering product, and I know what the newer version of Humans Being More will do for them in the season of their life they're in. And maybe they'll say no. But maybe they will say yes. Say, wow, thank you for thinking of me. I'm not selling them anything because as Karen reiterated again, it comes out to be absolutely no cost whatsoever other than some gas money, a flight if you have to fly, or in the hotel. I mean, so it's a win-win. And we've never had it before. So please consider it. Or please consider reaching out to someone that you might know in the area and allow them to experience the best of what Nikan has. And just like the I Can Attitude course, when we're willing to give a little bit and share a little more, that's the thing. And let me finish with this. The first text that I received this morning, okay, and let's see if I can get through this without having my, as they say down here in Texas, having my eyes sweat. The first text I received this morning was from our 20-year-old daughter, who was at the Washington Mall, not at the Washington Mall in Washington, D.C., but someplace there near the United Nations office buildings, whatever. And she took part in a 5K run. And I don't know what the proceeds went, the money raised, or I don't know anything about it. But what was so impactful for me was when she sent the follow-up. And she said, everyone here is Palestinian, Middle Eastern, and extremely beautiful, and I have bags under my eyes the size of Texas. And then the next note she sent was an email, and it simply said, great job, Kenna Rogers. You successfully crossed the finish line in a time of 34 minutes and 55 seconds for what's called the Gaza 5KDC 2019, and she said, under 35 minutes for a trail, all on concrete, and a giant hill at the end. I think the whole thing was a hill. My point is this. McKenna's never had the opportunity to go through Human Seeing More or the ICANN Attitude Program, but I deeply think the times that Stacy and I have gone through Human Seeing More, that I've been part of the ICANN Attitude, I know it has an impact on the next generation, because my mindset, my concepts, my understanding of the five pillars of health and living a balanced life are impacting our next generation, and she's doing something to impact for a healthy society for Palestinians. And I know we all may think differently of people groups around the world, but again, this is the impact that it can have when we step out and say, let's see if we can't make a difference. So, anyways, thank you, Ron, so much for sharing. Thank you, Karen, for your contribution. And I can't encourage you guys enough. We blast off this coming Tuesday night, immediately following the kickoff call with Ruben. So instead of starting Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., which is our normal facilitation time for the ICANN Attitude course, we will start immediately following. So it's about going to be 6:25, 6:30, that's Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Time, whichever one it is. I always lose track. But for those of you out on the East Coast, probably 9:30. And we take it very seriously, mind you, that call every Tuesday evening is 30 minutes or less. We've been able to wean it down to sometimes 20 or 25. And then we'll explain come Tuesday night how we are able to pull that off with as many people as we have that are going through the program. And it's been very, very wonderful, to say the least. And again, you will be assigned to a business buddy. You will have a partner to go through this with. That it's a really creative solution that we've come up with to try our best to get you with the right person for the greatest amount of growth. And then the other thing is, it's participation-based. It really is about you participating as part of a team, all on the same race together for the greater good. And the end result has been truly beautiful in so many ways. When you actually, as Kenna did this morning, you commit to actually showing up to the race and seeing it all the way to the end. And it's an amazing. And we will wrap it up right at the end of this year, if the timing, it looks like it's going to fall perfectly with holidays and everything else going on. We'll make it work so we can blast into 2020. And we think, oh, and one other thing I might add, and we need to get this on the recording, is that here in a couple weeks, I don't know any of the details. I don't know what they are, so please don't call, text, or email. I really don't. I'm excited with anticipation to see what's going to be unveiled, but Nikan is introducing some new solutions, or maybe they're revamping existing solutions. I don't know. And I'd love to be creative and come up with all kinds of ideas, but I just won't do that for you or to you. So be looking for that. Check the website. Encourage your customers to check the website, to check their customer page, to see. What we have been told is videos will be produced immediately, they're already in the production, to unveil and help us understand these new products and really have some fun with it. So that's all I've got. Thank you so very much again, Ron from Michigan, and Karen from Wisconsin.